When life gets complicated, addressing holiday cards can get a little awkward. Some rules of etiquette today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-737-1935. That's 1-800-737-1935. 1-800-737-1935.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 19th, the 323rd day of the year. Leading ladies Jody Foster and Meg Ryan share a birthday, and Abe Lincoln delivered the Gettysburg Address on this day in 1863. Addresses are something you may have on your mind about now as you look over your holiday mailing list. Here's a few rules of thumb. Proper etiquette always says to use a person's title, Mr. John Smith, for example, or Mr. and Mrs. John Smith. Use professional titles like doctor or pastor if they apply. For non-traditional households, list each recipient separately in alphabetical order. And separated couples should each get a card. If children are involved, make your card out to the Smith family. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.